Bianca Reznikov is on the line, our style and design correspondent, to fill us in on the latest happenings in that space in our city. And always lovely to have you with us, Bianca, if only because it signals the end of the month, and it always makes me feel, where's the year rushing away from us? But it's lovely to have your voice pop in to remind us how much fun stuff we get to do on every one of those days. So welcome back.
Thanks, Pippa. Hello, and hi to all the Cape Talk listeners.
We're going to start in the Winelands this afternoon. I believe a new lifestyle centre has opened out at Spear.
Yeah, the Cow Shed at Spear is a new lifestyle design store that recently opened just at the beginning of the month. Its shelves are packed with a range of locally sourced food, wine, design goods, including homeware, books, candles, toys, and gorgeous glassware, which you can drink your wine in, as well as frozen meals, jams, oils, and, as I said, wine. So all locally sourced, and the store opened at the beginning of April to the public in the Cow Shed. Yeah. And here's a clip from Spear's MD, Annabelle Schroeder, to tell us a bit more detail.
We're very proud to be able to open the Cow Shed shop at Spear. Finally, we've been working on this for months to find collaborators who share what's important to us, locally made and sourced responsibly. Small creative producers who helped us create something you'll only find at Spear. From hand-thrown, hand-spun and hand-carved collectible homewares to books, toys, candles, bags and hats by local artisans and designers. And of course, organic farm produce from our food garden and local suppliers, our top wines, deli favorites, including Farmer Angus's produce. And something new to Spear is a full-scale apothecary of healing teas and tinctures, which can be sampled and explored. And this is all housed in our beautiful Cape Dutch Heritage Cow Shed, hence the name, the Cow Shed Shop. And it's a cozy space with a wood burner, so we invite you to visit and browse and even enjoy a delicious glass of red wine.
Kicking myself, Bianca, I drove right past Spear on Saturday morning and I didn't know it was open yet, or I would have turned in and gone and done some shopping. It sounds absolutely wonderful. Open daily from 9 to 5, I gather.
That's right. And beautiful shop. The fittings of the shop, you know, she spoke about the where you can test all the oils and perfumes and sniff things. There's a beautiful area done in wood and marble where you can wash your hands and sniff everything and try everything. Really a lovely shop to visit just for the experience, really.
Okay, so note to self, next time driving past Spear, pop in to explore the Cow Shed. Now, the next one is a little bit harder to pop in and explore, but it's very exciting news for Cape Townians to be proud of. One of our artists having their big moment in the Big Apple.
That's right. So Cape Town artist Porky Heffer is opening a solo exhibition of his innovative seating environments at Gallery 56 in New York on the 30th of this month, in conjunction with his local gallery, which is Southern Guild. Mm-hmm. The exhibition is called No Bats, No Chocolate. And it's designed to awaken a sense of play and wonder in his new collection, which has been called a toy box of animal-inspired seating sculptures. Each one is enormous and celebrating the intelligence and ingenuity of wild creatures. And here's a soundbite from the artist himself to tell you a bit more about the inspiration behind why the exhibit is called No Bats, No Chocolate.
Hello, Cape Talk. It's Porky Heffer. I'm an artist from Cape Town. I'm excited for my upcoming show, No Bats, No Chocolate, at Gallery 56 in New York on the 30th of April. The show is in partnership with my gallery from Cape Town, Southern Guild. We turned the New York City gallery into a piece of jungle, a colorful environment inhabited by 9 wonderful creatures. There's a fruit bat, a nahapi, a wildebeest, a zebra, a lady beetle, a walrus, a pair of beavers, and a crocodile. The exhibition this time is aimed more at children, and the idea is to get them to fall in love with the animals, to get to know them a bit better, to understand how amazing they are, and to have them, even have them to return to see how the animals are doing. I read recently that the total weight of wild mammals on Earth is now less than 10% of humanity's. We've decimated wild animals and we've replaced them with domesticated animals. The biomass of wild mammals is just 4% of that of domesticated mammals on Earth at the moment. So it's quite unlikely that a city-dwelling child will ever get to have any meaningful relationship with a wild animal. And I think quite often children grow up with a fear of animals, especially wild ones, and insects, and even pigeons. This fear is fed by the media and society, especially friends and the parents. Humans don't really understand how intricately our lives are connected with the universe and the relationships that our lives have with nature. We don't understand the importance of protecting what we have in order to try and continue living the way that we do at the moment on Earth. Let's take bats, for example. Bats play a very large role in spreading the seeds of the coca plant and in pollinating them as well. And if bats disappear, so does coca, and therefore there's no chocolate. So, no bats, no chocolate. Oh, and no tequila. It's the main pollinator of the algarve plant. I think children have the most to lose in this climate crisis, and we're going to be long gone when they feel the full effect of what we've done to this earth. So I want to show them how important and how amazing animals are, to get them to understand why they should care and ensure that they reimagine their relationship with nature and the universe and start to bring back some balance and harmony. But I think the main thing I want is I want the children to have some fun. Thanks. Cheers.
How appropriate that we should hear Porky Heifer talking about kids having fun. Bianca, we've just had a conversation about the gardens at Babylon's Turin Farm. And when I went onto Porky Heifer's website to take a look at some of the art that he was describing, I immediately recognised the tree nests. If you've been to Babylon's Turin, every now and then you come around a corner and find this wonderful, almost like a gigantic weaver's nest with a little ladder you can clamber up and jump into it and disappear into. And he created those. So what a wonderful synchronicity to have him on the show talking about his exhibition in New York City. Very exciting news indeed. And if you want to look him up, by the way, just Google Porky Heifer, spelled H-E-F-E-R. You can get a look at that very playful sense of the creation of the animal figures that he's spoken about there. Lovely news. And Bianca, thank you for tipping us off. No bats, no chocolate, but there's plenty of chocolate in the last thing you want to tip us off about today.
Exactly. So, and as you said, I do urge listeners to go and check out Porky's website, animalfarm.co.za, because it's worth actually looking and seeing how beautiful his sculptures are. But as you said, the chocolate theme continues. David Dondi, the Willy Wonka of coffee in Cape Town, also known as the founder and CEO of Truth Coffee, has opened an exciting new confectionery and ice cream store called Wrapped Indulgence, R-A-P-T, Indulgence. Mm-hmm. It's across the road from Truth on Bettencourt Street, and the shop itself is worth visiting once more just to check out its pop art, inspired decor and touches with every detail in true Truth style, carefully thought out, much like its mothership, Truth Coffee, which of course was voted best coffee shop in the world.
Yeah.
Here's a little clip from David Dondi, the founder, just to get an idea of what's on offer.
Hi, this is David Dondi, the founder of Truth Coffee and the Art of Duplicity. What you don't realize about us is we're all about where indulgence meets intention. And we have a cause, and our cause is to make real food desirable. We want to help people avoid eating junk, and we want to create mindfulness and ultimately healthier living. And in the spirit of this, during COVID, we created something called Minimalist Chocolate, a two-ingredient bean-to-bar sensory success, but it had no real retail traction. And we proved that we could make incredible-tasting chocolate without needing to add sugar or worse sugar substitutes. And in the spirit of this, we've opened a chocolate wonderland across the road from Truth called Wrapped, the Art of Indulgence. What you can expect are chocolate lattes, amazing. And when we talk about this, we mean liquid chocolate that then infused with cream or burnt marshmallow edging. You have to really experience this. Sudden nitrogen ice cream, where we take a pure custard and it's instantly frozen with liquid nitrogen, avoiding any big crystals. It has the most amazing mouthfeel. Come and build your own chocolate bar experience, and of course, amazing bonbons. It is an Instagram-worthy feast for the senses. It's a multi-sensory adventure that fuses the best of nostalgia, innovation, and sustainability into every delectable moment. And the design inspiration, if you can imagine, somewhere between Roy Lichtenstein meets Piet Mondrian, meets the comics that you loved as a child. And we're open from Monday to Sunday, and that's Wrapped Indulgence. And you can find us at 39 Batenkant Street, Cape Town, right opposite Truth Coffee.
Can't wait to pop in and experience it. And just a heads up that they have very graciously agreed to offer some prizes on the show in the coming weeks. So keep on listening to jog your memory, because in a couple of weeks' time, you'll be able to win a hamper of goodies from the brand new Wrapped Chocolate Wonderland. Bianca, it sounds delicious in every sense of the word.
It looks delicious. I haven't tasted anything yet, but I plan on heading down to Batenkant Street in the next few days to definitely sample, because, I mean, that ice cream sounds interesting,
it does.
Doesn't it?
Yeah, indeed it does. Bianca Reznikov, always lovely to have you with us on the show. Thanks for keeping us abreast of all the lovely, exciting new openings we need to go and check out in the month ahead. And we'll talk to you again at the end of May.
Thanks, Pippa. Thanks so much. See you next month.
Chat to you then. Bianca Reznikov, our style and design correspondent.